So, lots of praise songs this evening. We're going to study a psalm of praise. We're going to be in the last psalm, Psalm 150. So turn in your Bibles to Psalm 150. But before we begin, just a little bit of, well, what's in there? It's short, 6 verses, but the writer packs quite a punch. The word praise, the Hebrew word halal, is used 13 times in 6 verses. So alarm bells are going off. Anytime we see repeated words, it's time to pay attention. The word praise, halal, is used over 100 times total in the Old Testament. A significant word, one that we should pay attention to. Psalm 150 reveals a lot. It reveals who we should praise. It reveals where we should praise. It reveals what we should praise that person or thing for, and we know that that is God. It reveals how we should praise in terms of what instruments we use or even what we do with our body. And it also reveals who is called to praise. So we're going to cover like all the basics. Who, what, when, where, how, all of it tonight in these 6 verses. So are you ready? Participation is required. Are you ready? Awesome. Let's go. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the trumpet sound. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So first, who should we praise? Right away, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Let it not be lost on us the way that Lord is written in all of our modern translations. Capital L-O-R-D. Always signifies when the Hebrew text used the divine name for God. This line literally translates to something that we know. You know Hebrew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yah. Yah, a short version of God's divine name, Yahweh. The name that God gives Moses when He says, "Who should I say sent me? I am sent you." So we're not just praising some Lord of the land, some Lord of our work, some Lord of our family. We are praising the Lord, the divine, holy, and set apart. Praise Yahweh. If you've spent any time in the Bible or spent any time in church, you know that that's who we're called to praise. But how good it is to remind ourselves that our praise should be given to the Lord, the divine. And how often, if we examine our lives, or if I examine my life, that I am pouring on praises to those and to things that are not the Lord. We praise leaders and politicians. We praise the successful for all that they've done and contributed. And I'm not saying don't encourage others, but what I am saying is praise the Lord. It's not about the others. You don't exist on this rock hurling through space to praise anybody but God alone. In fact, in Isaiah, the Lord says, "My people I will call to myself, whom I created for my," anyone know? "My glory," praise. You exist to give praise. So why do we sing the praises of anyone else? Who else is worthy? As we read in Psalm 45 that David says, I will speak of your wondrous works. I will meditate on them. I will speak of your awesome deeds and declare your greatness. This generation will pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness. God has done that which is abundant and good and righteous and holy and over all and in all and through all. He alone is worthy of praise. Nobody else. So why do we sing praises to anything or anyone else? To our favorite teams or sports, our favorite hobbies or activities, our favorite people? Again, I'm not telling you to be rude. I'm just asking, are they worthy of your praise? The answer is no. I don't care how good they are. Anybody here, your goodness does not trump the goodness of the living God. He alone is worthy of praise. Who should we praise? The divine. And we shouldn't waste any time praising anyone else. May our attention, may our focus, may the activity of our lives ever be pointed or directed towards the Father God. He alone is worthy of praise. Where should we praise the divine God? It says, praise God in verse 1, in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Well, first, we praise God in his sanctuary. Many theologians would take that to say, praise him in his church. Tonight, you ought to praise. And we know that this isn't the only place that we praise God, that we praise God in all the activity of our life. But I think the writer wants to make it very clear that this is the one place where praise should never be absent. That any Joe Schmo who comes off the street and walks in should know that we praise God in this place. And it got me thinking, how often, or maybe it happens occasionally, but how often does Sunday morning worship look more like a funeral than the celebration of the good, faithful, and glorious God? No smiles on our faces, no bounce in our step. The one who sent his perfect, blameless son for you, we can't work up a little bit of enthusiasm for that. The sanctuary should never be absent of praise for the divine. Never. Every time the people gather, there should be an eruption of praise. God has done much. And if we praise God little, it's probably because we believe that God has done very little for us. But when you take some time and you sit with your journal open and you start writing the things that the Lord has done in your life, you will have reasons to praise. Take the time. Look for it. But the sanctuary should never lack in praise. And as we know, it's not the only place that we praise God out in the world when we do our work, when we meet our neighbors, when we encounter strangers, when we drive. Hard to praise God there for me, but I try. When we go to the grocery store or sit in the line at the bank, wherever we are, we praise the Lord. But again, may praise never leave or be vacant, empty in the sanctuary. It should always be filled with praise. There should never be a lack. So yes, praise in the sanctuary, and then praise him in his mighty heavens. This is a call to the citizens of heaven. Praise the Lord. And what we know from reading the scripture, like think specifically of the birth of Jesus, that heaven erupted with praise. And what that tells us is that praise will be a primary function for us when we pass from this life to the next. So you know what? We should practice here and everywhere else. If you don't like singing, too bad. You're going to do a lot of it. It's coming. It's an eternity's worth of praise. Praise him in his mighty heavens. May we be those who one day get to praise the Lord on streets of gold. What should we praise our God with? Actually, let's go back one. What should we praise God for? Let's start there. What should we praise God for? Look at verse 2. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. These are words that are also reflected in the psalm that we read for the call to worship. Praise God for what he has done, and praise God for who he is. So what has God done? Again, time for reflection when you sit at home, or when you have that long drive wherever you're going. Lacey and I are road tripping to Illinois this summer. I will have a lot of time to contemplate the goodness of God and hopefully not hurt any of my children. What has God done for you? Write it down. Praise him for his mighty deeds. The Lord has worked out mighty deeds in your life. And if you have a hard time thinking of some, think to the greatest of the mighty deeds that the Lord has done, that he saved you from your sins through the gift of the Son. Friends, destined for hell without Jesus. But the Son, and those who claim the Son, enter into glory because of the work of the Son. That is a mighty deed that the Lord has done. Amen? Amen? Praise. You can do it. The Lord has done a mighty deed by separating you from your sin, paying for it fully, not partially, fully and completely, and then inviting you in. Beautiful. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his greatness. Who is greater than our God? And the people answer, no one. Who is greater than our God? No one. Do you know another who is greater? Do you know another who conquered sin and death? Do you know another who tore the curtain in two so that you can walk into the most holy place, clothed in the righteousness of Jesus, able to stand before God even though you were broken and sinful and blemished? Do you know anyone greater than that? I don't. Praise him for his greatness. In the modern church, in the modern world, we have become numb to the greatness of God. He's just done a little bit. He's done a lot. He is great. He is good, and he is worthy of your praise. No one else could do what he has done. You could never do what he has done. Thanks be to God that he did what he did. Do you follow that? I don't know another greater. Who is greater than the creator, the sustainer, the forgiver of sins, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and end? No one is greater than our God. Amen? So praise. We're going to have the opportunity tonight still to sing a few more songs. And my hope is that the psalm and the words of God would stir us, that we would praise, that we would leave this place and we would leave the sanctuary of the Lord every Sunday with a frog in our throat because we planted our feet and we sang as loud as we could because he alone is worthy. Praise. Praise the Lord. Fourth, what should we praise the divine God with? Well, look at the list. Verse 3, praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Oh, us Dutchies, we're not so good at dancing. I am, but no, I'm just kidding. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals and with the loud crashing cymbals. Mike, I should have had you sit in the corner. So every time I said crashing cymbals, you could just go, psh. As you look at the list, and then as you look at ancient history, these are most, if not all, of the known instruments of the time. Praise the Lord with everything at your disposal. And that there was a time in church history where we were like, well, we can only praise God with our voice. Where'd we get that? Praise him with the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lute. Praise him with the tambourine. Praise him with strings and pipes, sounding cymbals, crashing cymbals. Praise the Lord with everything that you have. So if you can sing, sing. If you can play the tambourine, play the tambourine. If you can dance, dance. If you can play the organ, the piano, the drums, the guitar, the trumpet, the saxophone, the flute, the clarinet, use it to praise the Lord. And we get stuck that there's only this one way to do it. No. Again, look at the list. Everything at their disposal, God's people would use to praise the Lord. Nothing is left out. And the thought I had as I sat in this, it's like, do I praise the Lord that way? Do you? I can't say that I always do. Does Sunday morning look like this? This description? Or does it look like something else? Does it look like a willful celebration or a forced assignment? Everything at your disposal. Whatever you got, praise the Lord. Finally, who is called to this kind of praise? Verse 6. Let everything, underline, that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Or the literal Hebrew translation, every breathing thing. Brothers and sisters, if you draw breath, you are supposed to praise. That we breathe in the goodness of God and we exhale praise, that it is that natural, or should be. I breathe in his life, I exhale praise. I breathe in everything that he's done and I exhale praise, that you exist to praise the Lord. Your purpose is to bring glory. And you bring glory through your praise in how you do your work, in how you worship here, in how you drive, in how you parent your children, in how you run your business, in how you do slides in the back, how you shovel the snow off the sidewalk. Everything is praise. So, let all of us. Who has breath tonight? Who's breathing? A few of us are dead. Uh-oh. Call Amsterdam Fire. For all of us that draw breath tonight, tomorrow, and moving forward, use that breath to praise the Lord. He alone is worthy. He covered your guilt, he covered your shame, he covered your sin, and he is creating a place for you to dwell with him forever. If that's not good news, worthy of a hoop and a holler, I don't know what else is. We were created to praise. So each day, friends, myself included, with our breath, let's praise the Lord. Amen.